We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Mr. Trump is a cheat. As previously stated, I am giving to the committee today 3 years of Mr. Trump's personal financial statements from 2011, 2012, and 2013, which he gave to Deutsche Bank to inquire about a loan to buy the Buffalo Bills and to Forbes. These are exhibits 1A, 1B, and 1C to my testimony. It was my experience that Mr. Trump inflated his total assets when it served his purposes, such as trying to be listed amongst the wealthiest people in Forbes, and deflated his assets to reduce his real estate taxes. Huh. I'm sharing with you two newspaper articles side by side that are examples of Mr. Trump inflating and deflating his assets, as I said, to suit his financial interests. These are exhibit two to my testimony.
Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to that?
I am announcing that today we are filing a lawsuit against Donald Trump for violating the law as part of his efforts to generate profits for himself, his family, his company. The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system, thereby cheating all of us. He did this with the help of the other defendants, his children.
Oh.
Donald Trump Jr.
Oh.
Ivanka Trump.
Oh.
And Eric Trump.
Oh.
And former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg and Trump Organization Controller Jeffrey McConney.
Oh!
Mr. Trump and the Trump Organization repeatedly and persistently manipulated the value of assets to induce banks to lend money to the Trump Organization on more favorable terms than would otherwise have been available to the company, to pay lower taxes, to satisfy continuing loan agreements, and to induce insurance companies to provide insurance coverage for higher limits and at lower premiums.
Oh, my God. So that's Letitia James, everybody. She is the Manhattan Attorney General, and she's only allowed to bring civil cases. Now, normally you would say a civil case is, you know, one of those things where, oh, so they can't take away your freedom, they can't lock them up, they can't, you know, whatever. But what's more important to the Donald, to the Ivanka, to the Junior, to the Butthead? What's more important to them than wealth, than money? Who would they be without their cash? No one. There would be nothing. And it's just, I love that she included the villainous spawn in her complaint. And if you look at the actual complaint, it's 222 pages of Donald Trump's fraudulent behavior over the last 10 years. They must have used teeny tiny itty bitty font. I mean, this only has to do with, inflating the value of his assets for the purpose of insurance and, net worth, Forbes, and deflating the value of his assets for the purpose of taxation, which is tax fraud, okay? So he includes the larcenous offspring, the rotten apples. You know, it's so funny because the apple never does fall far from the tree. And in this case, what you have is a bunch of rotten orchard people. They're just like little rotten apples. I mean, it's just so disgusting. It's just that the whole damn family has just, been sued for $250 million in restitution. And if she prevails And remember, civil suits, you only need a preponderance of the evidence. You don't need clear and convincing, which is a higher standard. And you don't need beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the largest, highest bar of evidence, right? This is just, you know, a preponderance of the evidence in a civil case, which is wonderful because 222 pages in teeny tiny font, I'm guessing, you know, it's like the cliff notes of Donald Trump's fraud and his fraudulent behavior over the years. This only concerns itself with the Trump organization, right? And so if she prevails, the Trumps, all of them, the villainous spawn, the larcenous offspring, none of them will be able to be involved with or control anything to do with New York real estate, nothing to do with the Trump organization, nothing to do with banking, nothing to do with, they will not be able to get a loan from any bank that operates in the state of New York. And I can hardly think of any bank that doesn't operate within the state of New York. So, I mean, it's unbelievable. But she went even further. She did make criminal referrals for those of you who want to see the criminal portion be discussed. There were many federal crimes that she found were committed, and she has referred those crimes, mostly tax crimes, to the IRS and also to the Southern District of New York, who did not want to prosecute Donald Trump. You know, it's like Cy Vance. He had opened up a case into Ivanka years ago, remember? And then he said, oh, never mind. I don't know. Something that he saw at MAGA-Loco. I don't know. Changed his mind. Then we changed prosecutors. Now we have Alvin Bragg. He also didn't want to, prosecute Donald Trump. Well, now, I mean, it's your come to Jesus moment, New York State.
His conduct was all in violation of Executive Law Section 6312, which gives the Attorney General broad and special powers to go after persistent and repeated fraud and illegality. As part of demonstrating illegality under that section of Law 6312, we show that they violated several state criminal laws, including falsifying business records. Issuing false financial statements, insurance fraud, and engaging in a conspiracy to commit each of these state law violations.
Ooh, sounds RICO-ish.
We believe the conduct alleged in this action also violates federal criminal law, including issuing false statements to financial institutions and bank fraud. And we are referring those criminal violations that we've uncovered to the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York and the Internal Revenue Service. As a result of these violations, we are asking the court to, among other things, permanently bar Mr. Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, Eric Trump, serving as an officer or director in any corporation or similar entity registered and or licensed in New York. To bar Mr. Trump and the Trump Organization from entering into any New York State commercial real estate acquisition or from applying for loans from any financial institution in New York for 5 years.
Oh.
To pay for the financial benefits obtained as a result of the persistent fraudulent practices at an estimated $250 million.
Oh! So now you know why we needed 87,000 new IRS agents. It's just for the Trump family. Don't worry. It has nothing to do with you. Oh, my God. This is serious. This is serious stuff. This is, a major, major federal crimes. Bank fraud. Tax fraud. She actually referred to a conspiracy to commit these crimes because, you know, it just means that you and one other individual conspired to make these false demonstrations, to make these false applications for loans, to make these false values for the purpose of getting insurance, right, on these. Sounds very RICO-ish to me.